Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 23rd of November. The Promise to Abraham. Jesus explained that our fellowship in his death and resurrection is the reason why Moses called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. This name reveals that he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Jesus was highlighting the reality that the pilgrimage of the patriarchs, in which they were established as they received and obeyed God's word, is the way that leads to life in Christ for all believers. When Adam fell, all mankind was lost to God and his covenant purpose for them. However, their predestinations were reclaimed in Abraham and then passed on to Jesus Christ, Abraham's son after the flesh. This happened through the word of promise. Paul taught that the promise made to Abraham and his seed is the immutable word of God's everlasting covenant. The immutability of God's counsel proclaims the promise of sonship and eternal participation in Yahweh as members of the body of Christ. This is the gospel of sonship that is preached to us. Significantly, Paul explained that we are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, having been born of God and baptized into Christ. He further asserted, "If you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." Paul emphasized that a person is not a son of Abraham and an heir of God's everlasting covenant promises simply because they are natural sons of Abraham. He explained, "They are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham. That is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed." The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 20, verses 37 and 38, Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 and 14, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26, 27 and 29, and Romans chapter 9, verses 6 to 8. For further study, Galatians chapter 3.